One of the things that has been a staple since you've gotten here is good third period play, and you didn't have it good enough against Vancouver the other night. How much has that bothered you the last few days, and how much have you addressed that and tried to change that for tonight?
That was one of the most disappointing, and I wouldn't say third period. I would say 7 or 8 minutes of a third period, because I thought we played very well early on in the third period. We scored that shorthanded goal to go ahead. But then the thing that's so disappointing is that I don't think Vancouver had to earn a thing when they scored their goals. It was just lack of concentration, lack of coverage, and that hurt us. So it's disappointing because it kind of knocks you down, and you have to start trying to climb the steps again to try to get your consistency. So we've had good days. We've talked about that. We've talked about moving on, and we have to be men here and try to figure out how we're going to get better. And so tonight will be a good test for us.
Is that an example of how this team is still a little bit fragile mentally?
Yeah, and I hate that word. And I told them that word fragile. And we have to not get into a fetal position here and oh, woe is us, or oh, woe is me as a player, and oh, woe is us as a team. You have to approach it. You have to attack it. You have to try to get better. And this is not a physical skill. This is a mental skill. And we're young. We're a young team, and we're in a jam. Let's face it. We're in a jam here. But don't be afraid of it. It's a great opportunity to grow. It's a great opportunity to find out what you are, and that's how we're trying to approach it.
Team you played tonight, a couple weeks ago we were in Washington. We talked about defending Ovechkin. Well, this team has even more weapons. They can come at you with one line and roll out another line with another superstar on it. That defense away from the puck tonight, how important is it going to be, not just for your defensemen, but your forwards too?
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing tonight is let's try to keep the puck away from them. Let's try to have it more. Let's forecheck more. Your best defense is your forechecking and playing the other team's end zone. But, you know, they're going to break out. They're going to have opportunities. The most important point is that we need to go up the ice in fives, and we need to come back in fives. And I thought we did a really good job of that against Vancouver until that last period where the last 8 minutes where we did not back check correctly. We had misreads on the rush by our defensemen. That has to be solid tonight or they'll pick us apart. And, so it's probably a good game for us to come back after that jam we put ourselves in that third period, to come back, because we've done a lot of teaching and we've talked about it a lot and worked on the ice. Let's see what we have tonight.
It's very easy to forget that Ryan Murray is just a third-year defenseman, really a second-year defenseman. He missed almost all last year. You'll sit him tonight and have him watch. What's your thought process in that? What do you want him to get out of tonight's game?
I want to get him out of the lineup because I think it's snowballed the wrong way with him. This isn't just the other night. I just think it's gone on in his game for a little while here, and I haven't seen it get better. And you just said it. You got to remember, this is a young man playing the toughest position in our game, defense. Hasn't played a whole bunch with his injuries, and I don't want him buried. So I don't think it's a bad thing, especially at that position, to take him out, let him look, and let him watch, and maybe let him work on some things with another practice day this morning because he's not playing. And I'll tell you right now, we're going nowhere without him. He's got to be a big part of our team, but I think this is a situation we just got to let him watch a little bit and hopefully get him right back in.
All right, thanks. Good luck tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Head coach John Tortorella, Milan, back to you.